people we admire.
Who is the person you admire the most today?
Oh, the people I admire most today are people pretty much from the past. Maybe right now at this moment, I think particularly of three people that sort of whose paths intertwined in the United States for a certain period of time: Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and Muhammad Ali, who managed to have together put together a sort of mélange of politics, sport, religion, and their different trails that they took to come to the place that they all finished in was very divergent, and yet in the end they had something to do with bringing big diverse groups of people together. And I think certainly in the 60s, growing up in the 60s in the United States, they were pretty important to me in any case.
So the religious involvement of someone is important for you in order to take them as a model, as an inspiration?
Not necessarily. In the case of those two, in the case of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and certainly what Muhammad Ali paid for his religious transformation is pretty important. And now at a time when religion and politics are once again terribly intertwined, it's good to look back at people whose path within in religion and politics, the way they were able to intertwine it while remaining very distinctly a political personage and a religious personage, to be able to distinguish them at the same time is pretty important. And, of course, it cost two of them their lives.